We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Strange times we're living in, Tommy.
Oh, it's crazy, buddy.
People are scared. Mm. And when you turn on the news, you understand why.
Very frightening.
But one tiny story coming out of Fairport might be the proof we all need that there isn't necessarily more crime.
Okay.
We're just seeing more of it. Because we've all witnessed this particular thing growing up in the greater Rochester area.
Oh.
And when we saw it, it was just par for the course.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into the story.
So what happened?
Issues on the east side. Last Sunday night, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department were called to Fairport Hots in Perrington for reports of a fight.
Okay.
When they got there, the people involved had already left.
Mm.
But a victim later showed up at the hospital with a cut to the head.
Oh.
Right now, no arrests have been made, but the Monroe County Sheriff's Department is investigating.
Mm.
Now, this story, it means to us right now so much more than a little tussle at a restaurant. Because if you grew up in the greater Rochester area, the fact that this is even a news story is a little bit laughable. Who listening right now, including you two in this room, hasn't seen a fight at a Hots place late at night? Kimmy, have you witnessed one?
Nothing good happens at a Hots place past midnight.
Okay. Tommy, have you witnessed one?
I've seen sketch.
Okay.
Maybe not fist fight, but yeah.
Okay. Even if it's not a physical fight, there's always some big argument that happens, or everybody's a little tense that time of night.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday night between midnight and 3 a.m., drunk and rowdy folks come in for a plate.
You're hangry?
Yeah, things get a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
But that never kept us from going out to get our food. And when those tussles broke out, when you were inside those restaurants, you stayed put.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You watch what went down. You watch the folks who worked at the Hots place get everyone who was tussling out of the restaurant, and then everyone else went about their business.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it never, ever happened. And if you went to a Hots place after midnight and there wasn't some kind of issue, it kind of felt weird.
Yeah.
Right? Like you expected walking through the door that something was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear, this wasn't specific to any one place.
No. Yeah.
From Gates to Greece, from Monroe Ave to Webster to Fairport, all the way out to Ontario, the plate fight was a common
plate
occurrence. But here's what's so funny.
What's that?
And you know the first rule of plate fight.
You don't talk about plate fight.
Which is why, again, it's weird this is the news. It never kept you from going back to those places.
Well, no.
It was almost part of the charm.
Yes.
Because you're very limited in plate options at 3 o'clock in the morning. They got to be open.
Well,
and like every town has a plate place.
Yeah.
You don't have multiple. It ain't McDonald's.
That's true.
I think every town has multiple open after midnight plate places.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. So. I only can think of one in Webster. Was Webster Hots.
Yeah.
No.
I feel
what's
like every
that?
Town usually
that I could get a plate after like certain 10, 11 o'clock at night plate. It was Webster Hots.
All right. I'm not familiar with Webster. Gates is a tiny town. I can think of three off the top of my
it's
head right
Gates,
now.
Gates, bro.
Okay.
It's a little different out that way.
Look. What's funny about the old plate fights that we all witnessed growing up in Rochester is you never saw it on the news the next day. But this one made it.
Yeah.
And it might be proof of something.
What's that?
Things aren't more dangerous now. We're just seeing more scary stuff.
Well, everything's posted.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You turn on the news, you get on Facebook, you talk to your friends, it can feel like the second you walk out the door, you're at risk.
I will say this, to your point, like when they show me like high school fights like in the cafeteria or after school, there was always fights after school. That with multiple people, that it wasn't like the news was there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, if we didn't have cameras to whip it all out.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of went home.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But today you see all of that stuff.
Everything's broadcast.
And like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It could get to you. And I understand why it would get to you.
When it's always in front of your face.
Yes, but this idea that it's more dangerous now than it ever was couldn't be further from the truth. In 1992, over 30 years ago, you were almost twice as likely to be the victim of a violent crime than you are right now.
In America.
Did you know that?
I did not.
1992, you were almost twice as likely, double the odds, to be the victim of a violent crime. Compared to 1992, you are much less likely to be the victim of any crime compared to what it was based on national statistics.
So everything's going down.
You got it. And look, I would love to give you local stats for the crime here in Rochester. Mm-hmm. But going back to the 70s and 80s, those numbers don't exist. The RPD admits that record keeping back in the day wasn't all that great. So there's no way to proof positive tell you that it's better here. But if we look at what's happened nationally.
Okay, it's trending down.
Yes, it would be safe to assume. Not only trending down, it is so much safer now on the grand scale than it was 30, 40 years ago. But it doesn't feel that way.
So my way of thinking is correct then?
Yes.
I don't care. I'm fine. Well, Nobody's going to hurt me.
Okay. Hold on. But the point I'm getting at here is this.
You're safe.
You're right. Just because we're seeing it more doesn't mean it's happening more. And we see a lot of stories of underage kids getting arrested for all kinds of stuff, and that is bad. Right?
But kids have always been jackassing.
And that's just it. Would those stories have made the news 30, 40, 50 years ago?
Probably not.
Would those kids have been arrested 30, 40, 50 years ago? Or is that a police officer that's just going to bring that home, get kid home to their parents?
Well, here's the thing. If it did happen, it would probably be in the newspaper and not the news 40 years ago.
Okay, so you're saying you're not going to see what happened.
No, but first of all, you didn't have like live cameras 50 years ago.
Sure.
So, I mean, more than likely, that would have been something in the police blotter. And that's it.
And there's a difference between reading, you know, kid arrested for and watching what actually happened, right? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this story that happened out in Fairport last week. Fairport Hots. There was a fight at the Hots place. Police got there. Everyone had left. Mm. Somebody ended up going to the hospital with a cut to the head. No suspects right now. The Sheriff's Department is investigating, but everybody's seen this before. We all witnessed this every weekend when we went out to get plates. It wasn't a news story. Now, it's a news story. It's safe. We are safe.
I'm just thinking of all the fights that happened at comedy clubs when we worked. And like
well,
after
speak
hours.
For yourself. That was, get this guy off the stage. No, he has to keep going.
But like going out like after shows, you know, with the, you know, the hospitality business, like you went out to those after-hour bars, restaurants, diners, like the sketchy-ass people hanging out, talking crap.
Sure.
It was all over the place.
I have been attacked physically by three different comedians.
Yeah, sure.
One that we mutually know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, I mean,
two different women assaulted me in my booth.
That's my booth.
Different nights.
According to Castle Law, Castle Doctrine, that was your booth.
No kidding.
You had a right to fight back.
And I was paying. I even picked up the check.
Like, here's, you know, the other thing I'm curious about. You know, I don't really go out to bars late at night anymore.
Well, of course not.
Right? I'm not out drinking, partying, all this stuff, right? But even those, like, there were points where things got a little bit rough. Does it still exist like that? Because
probably.
We don't see...
There's still people drinking and hanging out late.
Well, but here's the thing. If this makes the news, if this story about a plate fight with no arrest makes the news, you would think those bar fights would make a news. Make it a news.
Well, maybe not all of them make the news because
they just toss the people out and continue on.
Or they fight and they go home. Like, you know, I mean, if you just had a fist fight and everybody split, nobody pressed charges, it just didn't happen technically, right, to the cops.
Well, but I don't know if that's still the case today.
No, I'm saying, like, let's say two people walk out of a bar now, they throw hands, they settle it, they get in the car and go home. You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know about that fight.
Well, I don't know, but you would have witnesses. Someone's taking a phone out. You would have the ability to go find them.
If it's late and there's only a few people around.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess.
I would also be afraid if I start filming a fight, they get pissed up and they start beating my ass because they now want the phone.
I think you have a better you have better odds of that person asking for video of that fight so they could post it themselves than attacking you for filming the fight.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. According to national statistics, you are much safer from violent crime. In fact, twice as safe than you were in 1992. Same thing goes for all the other crimes here, but it feels like it's more dangerous out. And I think the example of this Hots fight becoming a story, that's an example of it. This is not a story 20 years
ago. It also
ago.
Doesn't help consider everything we watch on television besides the news.
Give me an example.
Well, probably 90% of what I watch on Netflix involves some kind of crime.
Okay, fair enough.
Right? Even from back in the day and now. And, like, I just watched that whole thing on the Murdochs where the guy's accused of shooting his wife and his kid. Like, I watch so much of this stuff.
Okay,
man.
All right. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Like, most of the stuff I watch is blood splattered somewhere.
And all these documentaries you watch, it's always people you'd never suspect. There was a quiet town.
That's the story.
You know, they were just a normal family.
That dude was a rich guy.
Yeah.
Happy family, pillars of the community.
I mean, it's got to warp your brain.
Sure it does.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks are waiting patiently. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Evan. Hey, Evan, how are you, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I thought it was funny you mentioned the Fairport Hot thing because back when me and my buddies were, like, you know, just turning 21, this is probably 15 years ago, but I missed this one, but my buddies had a fight at Fairport Hot, just like you guys are explaining. It was like a parking lot brawl. We used to travel out that way to go out. We're all from, like, west side, like Albion, Brockport area. So,
oh, the rough Albion, Brockport folks. Mm. But, yeah, go on, Evan. Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
Well, according to my buddies, they rolled at that fight, you know. West side holds it down for that one. But
west side versus east side in the parking lot.
We don't get to play.
I missed it. I can't take any credit. I missed that one.
Okay, but what happened?
It was just, I think it was three of my buddies, I won't share the names, but, just for incriminating, you know, factor, but, I guess it was just, you know, random altercation over something stupid and it turned into a brawl in the parking lot. So, I would agree. I think that, there's probably not as many fist fights now as there was before. I think that, I don't know, I would kind of question the whole, if you're safer out now, cause I mean, I feel like people are more likely to end up in a gun violence incident in this day and age than you were back then.
No, statistics show actually that's down too. Gun violence is down compared to 30 years ago. And I understand why that's really hard to believe based on what we're seeing
because
here.
Yeah, right. I mean, we see it and hear about it every single time it happens.
And look, Evan, I'll be clear. It's just a theory. It's just a theory based on statistics that we have in front of us. Mm-hmm. But,
right.
I mean, how many people know someone that has been a victim of a violent crime? I mean, do you?
No.
I don't. Kimmy, do you? Right in the last...
Only Tommy.
I mean, like in the last 5 years when everyone started getting scared.
Like I knew somebody that got robbed or something. No.
Yes, Evan, thank you for the call. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I was going to say that makes sense, too, because... A lot of these fights we're talking about are like all the participants are willing, you know, so it's not something that's going to get reported. It's just, you know, it happens that everyone goes their separate way after the fact, and that's all there is to it. So,
all right, Evan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Evan uses a lot of words.
Yeah, he's a wordy guy.
West Side wordy guy. I'm sorry.
It is funny, too, like the expectations you have. And the things you're willing to look past, especially if you're at a certain place, you know what I mean? Like, you almost might not recognize it as a crime. Like, would you go back to a place? Because I think within the last few years, I was at one of these late night hots places, and I witnessed a woman in a huge argument with a chef. Everybody's sitting down eating. It's almost like nobody noticed this woman screaming and yelling inside the place. But it was just like, oh, well, it's late night. What are you going to do?
Okay.
She threw her whole garbage plate at the chef.
Oh, man.
And, like, left. And I'm thinking, if I saw that at just a restaurant during the day, it'd be a place you'd never go back to, right? Because of your experience. Nah, it's just par for the course that night.
And maybe it's a Rochester thing. I don't know. Maybe this is unique to us.
But probably not.
Who knows?
People be people, man.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, you should do what you can to keep yourself safe. You don't want to make yourself a victim. Mm. But when you turn on the TV and you see a story about a late night fight at a hots place that put one person in the emergency room hours later with a cut to their head, and half of the people listening right now may have been in one of those fights back in the day.
Yeah.
It is good to take a step back and ask, is there something different here than what was a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like don't walk around holding all your cash over your head, waving it.
But don't be paranoid. Live. You got to live, Pat.
I'm just saying, man.
That's it, man. Go out for that plate, man.
Man. Let's take one more call, 252-WCMF, talking about this report of a fight at Fairport Hots a week ago. And I do want to be clear, too. Like, this should not keep anybody from going to Fairport Hots.
No.
Just like it should keep anyone from going to Tahoe's or Stevie T's or wherever you go on Ridge Road.
Follow Kimmy around. She hits all those joints.
Jose's got the last word on CMF. Hello, Jose.
Hey, the fight at Fairport Hots, the two kids who started the fight, were from the city, and they both were just out of jail, and they're both on parole.
Okay, what does that have to do with what we're talking about, Jose?
Well, I mean, the two kids that started it, the one kid who slashed the other kid, they both just got out of jail, and they're both on parole. So obviously, they were out looking for trouble.
Jose, you just said a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. And I'll ask you this question. Let's go back to the fights we were talking about from back in the day. Jose, did you grow up here in Rochester?
Yes, I did.
Have you seen plate fights like this before?
Oh, absolutely, all the time. Okay. Fights, fist fights. I never saw anyone pull out a knife or a gun, though.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying, Jose. How do you know in those situations what you're describing didn't also exist?
You don't. You don't know, and I'm sure they did exist. I mean, Nick Tahoe's was bad back in the day.
But that's what I mean. Like, I mean, you call up to give us that information, kind of. And the impression, well, Jose, the impression I got was, well, this is why it's worse now. Mm-hmm. But you can't definitively say it wasn't that back in the day also.
Oh, no, it was probably just as bad back in the day, if not worse. There's probably more fights, like, every weekend you went out, there was one.
All right, Jose, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.